Hello, dear.
Hello.
Hello. Unplugged.
Hello.
Hello.
What a wonderful world.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you alone in your hotel room?
Yes, I am.
I see shadows moving around, which would
shadow play
indicate otherwise.
No, girl, you're thinking of shapeshifters. That's not me. That's not my style.
Hello, shapeshifters.
That's a James Mansfield saying.
Oh, what an icon.
I think that's what she said when she walked into the workroom.
Gosh, I wish I could have been there.
Where are you in the world right now?
I am in Puerto Vallarta.
Are you enjoying it? It's your first time going there, right?
Yeah, I like it because I can use all my Spanish that I've learned in my Duolingo. I said, please open the window to the driver in Spanish.
Abrir la ventana, or is that Greek? How do you say it?
Necesita abierto mi ventana. Por favor, papi. Because my friend had to throw up out the window.
Oh.
One of them.
Are you having a good time? Are you going to like circuit parties or something or what?
We did go. We went to Elizabeth Taylor's house last night for dinner. It was lovely. She had a house down here with a bridge connected to another house over the street for Richard Burton's house where they would have rendezvous, honey. And then we had
dinner.
So is
it like a restaurant or like?
Yeah, it was her.
There?
So Elizabeth Taylor started coming to Puerto Vallarta. I think she filmed Night at the Iguana here maybe. And then it started becoming a gay hotspot because they were like, oh, Liz Taylor's there. She's just like on the beach and doing her thing. And gays started to flock to there.
And the now gays.
Now it's a gay destination all because of Liz Taylor. And then we went
good for her.
Yeah, we went to a karaoke bar after that. And like somebody sat down and they were like, is it always this fun? And the manager was like, oh, yes. I was like, no, it's not. It's because Detox is there and I'm there and Ray is there and everybody's there and Bobo and
that
so fun.
Is when life's the party, when yeah. All those girls are in one place.
And then from there, a gentleman decided to take me and show me the strip clubs, honey. There was one called Club 69, another called
Club 69,
another called, I think, Wet Spot, and then another
did you go
one.
To La Noche?
Oh, yeah, we went to La Noche. We ended at La Noche.
That's a good place to end.
Mm-hmm. But we also went to Pervert, which was the third strip club. And Pervert, as I walked in, people were scrambling. I was like, why are they scrambling? Go upstairs. There's no one there. The strippers are eating on the patio and playing video games. And I was like, they scrambled to get up quick. And they were like, hey, baby. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. I'm not staying at this one. So we went back to the
straight
wet one.
Straight guys.
Yeah. They were all straight at that one. The wet spots.
That's all they want to do is just have some food and play video games.
Get their dick sucked.
They're like, I'm going to punch out of the clock. I'm going to be done with shaking my injected cock around at these days.
The next spot was there was a shower there, like Raid Bar in Montreal. But there was only one hot guy and he was the wet one in the shower and it was hard to get to. So then we went back to the other spot where the guys weren't as hot, but there were much, much many more of them. And that was wonderful.
That's the golden mean of men. Mm. Is there, you know, you can spread out the attractiveness over many of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Whipping their dicks out to everyone's delight. And then going downstairs and them trying to charge you someone tried to charge me $13,480 or $1,348, which was 22,000 pesos last night.
Oh.
For something. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that for that.
I mean, for what?
Girl,
what does that entail?
For some fraternization, honey.
That seems like that's like an overnight rate. Let's be honest.
Girl, I was like, no, 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 no. That's a lot of money. You thought I wouldn't know what 22,000 pesos was? That it wasn't a lot? Baby.
Right. They're probably like, nobody knows the fucking, these drunk bastards don't know the fucking exchange rate, honey.
No, bitch. And I wasn't drunk. They tried to get me.
That's why you have your head on straight.
Mm-hmm.
You it's just do K. Every kiss begins with it.
Well, I always have said right nostril K, left nostril Coke.
I've always said that.
Always. And then if you do both, it's a little Calvin Klein.
CK Blue. That's when you...
CK Blue alert.
Experience hypothermia while doing that.
We've been testing the bags.
CKB.
Mm-hmm. What have you been doing? Where are you? Are you deep in the trenches of the theater?
Yes, we're in tech for Drag the Musical, which is the nexus of all stress.
Oh.
This is it. This is the day. Tonight we have an audience for the first time.
Well, I feel like tonight's the night you're going to make it happen. Tonight you put all other things aside.
We're going to get in this time and we're going to show them some affection. And
show them all the pleasures of the night.
I'm looking for some pleasures in the night.
You should
squeeze
them.
Those pleasures in the night.
You should please them. Wrap all your arms around them.
I do want to squeeze them. I do want to please them. And
they can never
honestly
get enough.
I just can't get enough.
Yeah. You should go real slow and then let them
and
know.
And then let them go.
Let them know. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Jesse Slater said you were taking pills, but I thought you stopped. I need them.
I need my pills. I need
Hot
my
Sunday
pills.
Needs to perform tonight.
You can't perform tonight.
Jesse, you're strung out on no dose.
You know what we should do is we should do a screening of that episode.
Let's do
much
it.
Much shorter than a full-length feature film.
Let's do it. Let's shake pill bottles at people.
It's so unhinged. I saw an Instagram reel that was just the highlights of it. And she's like all crazy and like peppy the whole
time.
She
thought she was
getting
her Emmy, honey. She thought she was getting her Emmy.
Well, she deserved it.
I think it would be a great thing. And we could have pills, like dancing pills with just long legs like Mr. Peanut.
Like a Marla Jean Merman show.
Uh-huh. And they could be swirling around Jesse. I could do Jesse in my natural hat hair that I just got made.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And then I'll wear high-waisted jeans. And I'll have erection.
Should I be Kelly Kapowski? I'll be Screech.
Mm-hmm. No, bitch, you be Lisa Turtle.
I'll be Screech. I'm not really...
Hey, Dark.
I'm not really the right casting for Lisa Turtle. I'd like to see other options read.
I think... What? Never mind. I was going to say...
I could
what
do
if,
Screech.
What if Screech and Lisa had a baby?
That Skirtle. Baby would be gorgeous.
Skirtle.
Squirtle. Squirtle.
Squirtle.
It'd be a Pokemon.
We have had so much fun in Mexico. I love it down here. I'm planning.
How long
on,
are you staying?
I'm here till Sunday. I have a gig at CC Slaughter's on Saturday night. So everybody come out and see us there, me and Raya. And we'll take the night. For sure.
This is my question. Have you seen Super Wendy?
Not yet.
Okay, well, Mama, I need you to... She has a regular show, I think, at La Noche.
With all the costumes, where she takes them off and off and off and off and off. Oh, wait, I did see her. And she was wearing a wig that was as long as my Chow Down wig, but she had a fan on. It was blowing like two strands of hay. And I went in the back to go do something, and then I came back out 25 minutes later, and she was still on stage. She just
Mama,
keeps going.
She does a whole show by herself, and people fucking get their life. I'm sending you her Instagram profile so you can like find out where she's
going to
be.
I know. I found out. I came. I saw. I super winded.
She's literally everything. To me. Super Wendy official. on Instagram. Super Wendy Official 1 on Instagram. She is my fucking hero. I love her. She's the best drag queen, I think, in the world.
Oh.
Put her on All Stars, Valentina.
Yeah, come on, Valentina. Hanging out with her on Drag
Race Mexico. I think she would win, and I'm not even being facetious.
All the girls have, like, down here, they have these, like, telephone pole ads, and I've seen Tammy Brown up there.
Head of Lettuce? Is she down there?
Head of Lettuce. I've seen Angina.
Mama?
Mama Tits, yep. Raya Latray.
Is Raya Latray doing shows down there?
Oh, yeah. She has a show on Saturday at CeCe Slaughter's. I'm opening for her.
Where is CeCe Slaughter's? I know that name, but I've never been there.
Oh, it's there. There's also another one in Portland.
Maybe that's where I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Very exciting.
I met Plain Jane. I mean, I've already met her, but I saw her in drag.
She looked pretty, huh? She's doing that bleach brow alien supermodel look.
Oh, girl, you're supposed to go blonde after you win. That's the rule.
Mm.
That's the Jinx Monsoon.
Yeah, the Jinx.
You go platinum blonde for the year of your reign. That's classic. And so, but she's blonde already, so that's fair. Who knows? Maybe she wins.
She's all the colors.
She paints with all the colors of the wind.
Uh-huh. And some of that wind is nasty.
This one picture, the stage lights were, like, hitting us really strongly.
Oh, yeah. She looks so beautiful. I didn't know who she was in that photo. I'm glad you tagged it.
Yeah, she looks good.
Mm-hmm. She looks good.
You look good! How do I look? Wait, I just saw a tweet today that I think you'll like. This is from...
Tweet, toots!
This is from Mimi Zima, and she says, Drag Race was so much cooler when something like this was an acceptable finale runway look. And it's a picture of Raja just hanging out smoking before doing her finale.
Raja, do you agree? So cool.
Yeah, do you think it has to be elaborate gowns and kakariki kakukaka? Raja just had style on that show.
Raja just oozed style, and she wore, she's like, this is what I'm going to wear. I'm not going to do this whole pageant gown bullshit, because she was the first one to go against all the grain, other than Raven. Raven did, but she wasn't going to win. The only thing that I thought was weird was wearing a hat to crowning, but she took that off, and her hair was fine under it, and then she had crowning hair, and she looked beautiful. She is Raja.
She is Raja.
Mm-hmm. I've said it once and I've said it 12 times, but whenever I did not know what to do on Drag Race, I would just think to myself, what would Raja do? And then it would be something
what
cool.
What would Raja do?
Yeah.
Me too, honestly.
Yeah, she's so amazing.
When I did the hairball, I was like, I want to do something like Raja. We didn't even do the hairball. I stole Raja's idea from, yeah.
You're my candy ball. Ooh, candy.
But now it's kakataka. Now the girls have to spend, you know, they have to spend $100,000 just to get clothes on the show. I don't know if they spend that much.
I mean, I don't know. I'm glad I was in the age of innocence where I didn't have to spend a ton of money to get on the show.
You didn't have to, but you did anyway.
No, I didn't. I spent, I think, around like $3,800. To get on my package for the first year with everything. But that was just because I bought, like, that blue Versace fur that I wore in the mini challenge. Like, other than that, that was a big ticket item. But other than that, like, I spent barely anything.
Yeah, I feel like I spent, like, $300.
It showed. We'd like to thank you all for joining us on Unplucked this week. This has been a riveting discussion about drag. And when the aliens find this in a time capsule in 2099, let them know that we were here.
This
we
is know our why only knowledge sings. Of planet Earth. Why is Scooch so important on this planet?
The House of Scooch and Slobber.
Scooch.edu.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Scooch.edu/org, honey. Because you know they're an org.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Kissy Christmas.